Every month, a handful of people gather on Bloomington's East Side to make music together. As WGLT's Willis Kern reports, the tunes they produce aren't headed to the top of the charts, but the sounds are likely to improve their lives.
That's Nashville-based singer-songwriter and harmonica player extraordinaire Chris Jansen. The three-time Academy of Country Music Award nominee suffers from asthma, and 3 years ago signed on to become the national spokesman for a program called Harmonicas for Health. It's an effort designed to help those with breathing difficulties improve quality of life by regularly blowing into what's known by some older users as a mouth harp. One such disease, chronic obstructive pulmonary disorder, or COPD, is the third leading cause of death, with an estimated 24 million sufferers in the United States alone. On the third Tuesday of each month, a half dozen or so Central Illinois residents, all with breathing difficulties, gather in a conference room at OSF St. Joseph Medical Center's cardiopulmonary wing.
Make sure that we're all sitting up straight, feet flat on the floor, shoulders back. Remember, in here, the darker numbers are actually your breathing in. And then the numbers that are outlined, you are breathing out. Okay, so you're blowing
out. Today, Kraft is leading the group, all puffing arduously into harmonicas supplied to them for free by OSF. Kraft says good posture is a must for improved breathing.
We really try to focus on really breathing deeply, making sure that they're using their full lung function. This is kind of just like a different spin that we throw on top of it, playing a harmonica, playing beautiful music.
But while practicing better breathing techniques is designed to help, Kraft says the harmonica therapy also creates a positive social activity for each individual.
The goals of it really are to try to keep people not only socializing with everybody, but also focusing on that deep breathing. Whether you have pulmonary hypertension or COPD or something like that, you really, really want to try to show them that using the harmonica, sucking in, blowing out, really is going to try to help with that COPD and the pulmonary hypertension.
One of the four harmonica players is Steve Peterson. The retired rural McLean County resident has played harmonica for years and has been coming to the harmonica therapy sessions since they began nearly a year ago. He helps a first-time participant learn how to hit the correct notes to When the Saints Go Marching In.
You know the song.
Yeah.
So it's just like, well, you got to find the right note. It's hunt and peck,
right,
like on a piano. It's
right,
like that isn't right, but that is right. So once you find it, your brain sends you back to that spot, you know.
And so again, too, I mean, when you're looking, we don't sound anything like that.
I don't know.
No. Very good.
No, you in a band?
No, we're talking about us. No.
No, I sat around a campfire for 50 years.
Peterson says he's been battling breathing problems for years, but doctors have set him straight on just what to expect.
I got diagnosed 5 years ago. I had 50% lung function. I'm down to about 30%. So I don't have any illusions that you know, this is going to extend my life and I'm going to live till I'm 105, but it does make you feel better. So that's the key, you know. And I mean, whether it's this or respiratory rehab or cardiac rehab, it makes you feel better, which is the key to daily living with chronic disease.
Peterson and the group practice on simple tunes to help ease the stress on the harmonica playing newbies. Facilitator Jessica Kraft says some of the simplest and easiest to learn songs are holiday tunes.
Christmas songs. We have Up on the Housetop, Deck the Halls.
See how bad we can butcher Silent Night.
That's a hard song.
That is a very hard song. Yeah. I think we've tried that before.
You're doing good.
Lynn Scott, who played Silent Night, shrugged off the praise. She said she comes to the harmonica therapy because it helps her feel less isolated.
You meet a lot of people that are kind of in the same boat as you are, so that makes you feel not so like you're the only one, because none of my friends have lung issues.
So again, make sure.
With Silent Night in the rearview mirror, the group dials back the degree of difficulty.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
That was good. All right. How do we feel?
Dizzy.
All right. Well, hey, you know what? That comes with it. Uh-huh. So just make sure we're practicing our pursed-lip breathing throughout this whole thing, okay? In through that nose, smell the flowers, blow out through the mouth, blowing out that birthday candle. Afterwards, if you are not out of breath in some way, shape, or form, lightheaded, dizzy, something like that, even though please do not continue doing it if you are dizzy, okay? Just stop whenever you need to. But typically, if you experience any type of those symptoms or something, you are doing it correctly. You're exercising those lungs like you need to.
Mary Jo Bragg of Lexington says she has noticed improvement in her breathing after taking just 2 sessions of the therapy.
It kind of makes me a little more conscious of how I should be inhaling and exhaling. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so. I think it does help.
At the end of each session, Kraft asks the group if they're willing to share any concerns they have about their chronic health conditions. Bragg says she's struggling with the high humidity and how that adds to the struggle of getting by in hot weather. Peterson says the heat and humidity caused him to miss out on an important family outing.
My family's going to see the Cubs Wednesday, and I'm not going because it's 90 degrees, yeah. And I can't breathe.
Yeah.
So I can't make it from the train station to Wrigley Field and up in my seat because I can't breathe. I'll be hyperventilating and calling 911, yeah. You know? So I stay home in the air conditioning.
Exercise physiologist and facilitator Jessica Kraft says the group is looking to expand the harmonica therapy group sizes. She says, though they're designed for people coping with breathing issues, that's not a prerequisite. She says sessions are open for anyone and they're free. The more people attend, the more beautiful the music, she says. She smiles coyly as she describes the result that way, beautiful music. One of the therapy participants described it as making a joyful noise. I'm Willis Kern.
The hour-long harmonica therapy sessions are held at 2 p.m. the third Tuesday of every month in OSF St. Joseph Medical Center's cardiopulmonary wing. The next session is August 20th.